Imagine if you were a professional soccer player and your coach said to you, "We need you to kick the ball in that net at the end of the field and make a goal. But if you don't get around to it this game, it's okay." This scenario is hard to imagine because it would likely never happen. Before you think your goals at work are optional, you better rethink your game plan. Whether you realize it or not, the goals given to you by your boss or management are likely directly tied to the success or failure of a company. I've never given my team made-up goals just for the sake of keeping them busy. The goals I give always tie back to deliverables owed to clients that I'm held accountable for as well. If my team doesn't constantly meet biweekly goals, I have to jump in and assist to get them there. If they are still not meeting goals with my assistance, then that tells me they aren't taking the goals seriously, and eventually I have to cut them from the team and bring someone else in that can routinely meet goals. My business is small, so it's much harder to fly under the radar not meeting goals than it may be at a larger corporation. But consider this. If you work at a large company and you zero in on meeting goals consistently, then you will get noticed and advance more rapidly than your fellow coworkers. The pitch challenge today: take goals seriously and work to clear them before the given deadline. If you feel your goals are arbitrary and you can't see the bigger picture of how they affect the company's success, ask your boss for more insight. Having a deeper understanding of how your work affects the company can help you feel more ownership about your goals. You might say, "I would love to understand how my goals are connected to the overall success of the company. Understanding this will give me more ownership over them and a bigger picture on how to help your company succeed." If you don't meet your goals, write your boss a thoughtful email on what you think happened that week that prevented you from achieving them. Then outline your plan of action to correct it and immediately get back on track for the next project. The worst thing you can do is say nothing about goals not met, because then you are leaving it up to your boss's own interpretation of why you missed the mark, which may or may not be accurate, but regardless, could result in you getting kicked off the team.